All right. Joining us now, we have City Administrator Ben Martin coming off of last night's work session. How are we doing today, Ben?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Andy?
Good. Can't complain. Limping through the week. Hope Jeff and Terry are enjoying Mexico, and people are putting up with me, so we're good to go.
You got live air, so things are good, right?
That's right. That's right. I'm used to pre-recording, so I really got to watch myself.
We'll be all right.
All right. So what did we have going on last night?
Yeah, our city council meeting, full meeting. We went right up 6 to 9 o'clock at night and covered a lot of economic development-related work, got into a little bit of garbage and refuse recycling discussions as well. So we had a full agenda.
I know you guys were talking about the contract with Dick Sanitation. What are we working on with that?
Yeah, so we have the end of a six-year contract basically coming to an end with Dick Sanitation. And we contract with them for garbage pickup that we do on a weekly collection, recyclables, and then we do some things like our Christmas tree pickup that we have, and then they also do curbside pickup of yard waste that we have that people can purchase extra pieces on. So when we do this as a city, we can reduce the number of vehicles on our street causing damage by having a single hauler, and we can also leverage our negotiating power as a community to try and get us the best rates for us at the services we'd like to have. So really what we were focused on with the city council was, as they looked in, we were looking at, they directed us to negotiate a direct negotiation with Dick Sanitation as it relates to a new contract. So we had discussions last night about up to a six-year extension on the contract. So there's a lot of discussion. The council's had an ongoing interest related to, could we go to more of a weight-based charging system? So right now we have 35-gallon, 65-gallon, 96-gallon carts. 65 is the standard, so you could go down a little bit, get a cheaper rate, or you can go bigger if you have bigger needs. But council's had some interest to say, well, some people, we really want to encourage people to reduce waste. We have a landfill in our county that's starting to fill up over time, so it's good for the environment, it's good for the planet. Can we continue to encourage people to look at reducing their waste? And there are some other private services where they're taking organic food waste that you can do, which is also an opener clause in this contract. So those were some of the discussions. The technology really isn't there right now for the company as it relates to the weight-based. So the council is interested in finding ways to further incentivize in our contracts people to conserve, reduce waste, and those kinds of things. So they've kind of asked staff, could we do a smaller container, or what might be ways to have opener clauses if technologies change? So a lot of interest in the area of the refuse side of things. There's also discussion about recycling. We have every other week recycling. Some communities, not uncommon in the metro, to have every week pickup of recycling. So we have a standard 65-gallon container of mixed commingled recycling that we have. And so, again, trying to encourage recycling. Questions about, could we do a bigger container size or move to every week? The recommendation was is to initially look at, we do have the ability to go to a 95-gallon cart for recycling. Dakota County residents already have that opportunity. In Rice County, we're looking at finalizing that commitment with them. But we want to do a better job of marketing it, too, because for some people, if you have large families, that extra size might be able to get you to the 2 weeks. So that's something that we're looking at potentially as well. And then yard waste was a good discussion, kind of organic food and yard waste. Could you combine organics and the yard waste together? So in the fall, you kind of throw everything together. How might that work related to food? I think that's still a little bit in development, but staff's going to be exploring that as well. So good discussion back from the council, and I think a lot of interest in exploring some additions to that. There was also some questions about, we negotiate with them rates on things, certain things like stoves, but others we haven't. So we haven't on like couches or maybe mattresses. So could we also negotiate a rate to try and get people a good price on those other types of things? So a lot of good discussion, pretty lengthy discussion as we expected. The Environmental Quality Commission has weighed in, and they'll probably have some additional discussions on it. So good discussion on that last night.
All right. How long do you foresee it taking for this contract to be in place?
So we're looking at coming back, I believe, at the end of February. Is kind of February 19th, we're looking at bringing back council considerations on the contract. So might have some updates between then, but that's what we're looking at for an active date. As far as when it would start, this contract goes through the end of this year, so it would be starting for next year unless we were to negotiate something sooner.
All right. Well, I look forward to possibly having some options for my recycling. I know over the holidays when we're entertaining, we end up with about 3 bags of recycling to throw in as soon as it gets emptied. So
absolutely. I myself upgraded with my family to a 95-gallon cart, and it made the difference for me to get me through for the 2 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right. You guys also discussed some different land use. I know Lot 5 over here by the new hotel, there was some discussion about that.
Yeah, so again, I think we've talked about this quite a bit on the radio station. The hotel site, that whole lot really was a private-public partnership for redevelopment of the river site where the new hotel is. And there is part of the deal where the city actually sold the lot to Rebound Hospitality for the development of the hotel. There was also a kind of a remnant lot that was out on the corner of Highway 19 and Highway 3 there, right at the signal. Fairly small lot, but really kind of part of the site. So it includes some of the parking area out in front there. And we do see a lot of vehicles out in front there and expect in the spring and summer it'll be even more so active with the season. A lot of interest to people coming into the downtown and enjoying the river and things. But the but part of the clause on that hotel development was by the end of last year, basically, it had a requirement that they had to develop that site with something or else it reverted back to the city. We knew that there was a chance that might not happen and it'd be up for discussion. The council did a short-term extension in December to allow us to have this discussion. So what we're talking about with the developer, there were some delays on the project. So a lot of times it's easier to develop something when they see the brand new hotel there. It sparks some interest. They did bring, they have had interested parties and they've got a concept development for up to 3 different smaller one-level buildings on that site. Not just the city lot would include potentially 1 building, but then there's 2 other lots where there could be some additional development kind of along the highway. So the council had discussion about should we entertain an extension of that agreement with them, for how long, are there any provisions to include? So we basically looked to extend the existing contract, pretty similar terms and conditions, for another 2 years. At that time, if they still don't have a development, they'd have the right to extend it another 2 years after that for a $20,000 fee, non-refundable fee that the city would get. And then there's also the ability to have a clause to purchase eventually as well if it didn't work out for them. So really, I think what they talked about was because of the parking issues on that site, it's fairly limited. They got to be smart about what type of business goes in there to be sensitive to not overloading it with traffic in that area, which creates a little more challenges on finding the right developer. So they're definitely interested in doing that and meeting the concept plans that have been previously approved by the city. And we'll continue to see if there are ways we can help them to encourage further development of that site.
And then will the city have final say on what would go onto the lot there? I know there was talk in the past, I think it was a Starbucks that was they were trying to develop with, and that wasn't able to go through.
Yeah, so the what will happen is it'll be the standard regulations that we have for the city. So as long as they meet the land use requirements, the zoning requirements for the types of businesses, they'll be able to go ahead and develop. The reason that particular proposal required additional approvals was they went closer to the highway than was allowed under our code. So there were setback variances that they needed. There were conditional use permits they needed to allow a drive-through because drive-throughs aren't allowed as a permitted use in the downtown district. That's actually in our zoning district for the downtown. Basically, the concept plan previously approved, it was under what's called a planned unit development, where it's kind of we don't have that currently in our code anymore. But the developers basically said, you know, we didn't get the variances, we didn't get the conditional use permit on that proposal. We're really not looking at a drive-through alternative, so we're going to stick with the original plan that had been approved by the city a number of years ago. And they're going to work that plan and bring back some development, hopefully, for us over this time period.
All right, look forward to seeing that plot over there get used. There was also discussion on what to do with the Northwest area land.
Yeah, so this is initiated, oh boy, has it been maybe a year and a half ago, I think, that the group kind of initially got together. So they had met over many months, almost a year probably, that a special committee met to look at the northwest area of a community. We're kind of talking up by the hospital area, kind of east and west of the hospital, the open land area there. The city owns probably up to 500 acres of land that's in, or not owns it, excuse me, is incorporated in the city up in that area. And so there's been on-again, off-again discussions about should we develop up in that area. East of the hospital, it's currently zoned residential. So St. Olaf owns that property and looking at interest in potentially for some residential-related development up in that area. The committee was really kind of charged with, what about the broader planning of the area? How do we do sustainable development? How are we planful and mindful about having that area develop over time? Are we interested in that? And so they were charged broadly to look at finding a consultant to lead us through the process. In the end, they came back. They had done an RF, request for proposals, looked at consultants, talked to consultants, developed different areas that, you know, how broad should we take a look at it. They basically landed back at, based on all of the feedback, we're actually recommending something a little different. We're recommending an incremental approach, looking at 50 acres west, going west of the hospital, to really kind of focus on business development in that area. We're talking more on the industrial side, not on kind of commercial downtown-related stuff. Really looking at that 50 acres to say, we've got infrastructure that could handle that development. We've got the road infrastructure, extension of water and sewers fairly easy. Why don't we start incrementally, do a smaller planning of that area, have staff meet with St. Olaf, who's the property owner of that, and the hospital primary user out there, and see if we can come up with some ideas on what might be appropriate development, bring back through a typical process through planning commission and other groups to get in council, get feedback on should we do some zoning changes, kind of prime that site up for potential development on that in that area. So ultimately that's what we looked at, and the recommendation of the committee. So the report that they've prepared is scheduled for council consideration for approval and acceptance next week. There's also some other recommendations within that. We're recommending looking more broadly at planning of the community, because some of our land use planning, kind of our longer 20-plus year planning documents of the city, maybe need some updates. So our new community development director and city planner will be taking a look at guiding us through timelines on when that might be appropriate. So good discussion by the council. Generally, I think it was supportive. There were some questions about the committee with scope to really look at consultants to bring in, and so why did they come back with something different? And so I kind of covered that earlier where, you know, they went through all of that process and in the end kind of came back with a little process, which I think was appropriate. Staff was at the table and working directly with our advisory committee on that. So I think it was a good process.
All right. Look forward to seeing some growth and development around the community here. One that I'm not too familiar with, and maybe you can give us a little layman presenter information on the Urban 3 presentation.
Yeah, so a good follow-up from the last discussion, Andy, on the Northwest area is Urban 3 is a consultant, national consultant based out of Texas, who does kind of specializes in looking at smart growth, I would say, for a community. Like, how do you look at attracting and focusing your development on those types of business and development that take a really look at a return on investment? So you look at your cost of providing services and then your return on that, particularly around economic development and growth issues. So really it's out there on our website. Encourage people to watch the full video and look at the slide deck. The short explanation is it really takes a smart look at saying, look at your long-term costs of infrastructure to extend sewer and water and to build city roads. So like as an example, we don't really in urban planning anymore. People have really gone away from what we call frontage roads, you know, along highways, where like you have a highway and then the second is a frontage road where businesses front it. It's not an efficient use of the pavement and cost of infrastructure because you're only getting to develop one side of the roadway. So they've moved more to backage roads where they'll go on the backside. So that's a simple example of something that they would probably be advocating for, is to say, be smart with your infrastructure. They also looked at how does the taxes in Minnesota work on your property taxes, because part of the value of growth is that for all of the other people who are paying taxes, if you have some commercial growth, presumably that means all of us pay a little bit less if they're paying a little bit more. But you got to really look at the cost to provide those pipes and infrastructure to serve them as well. So it really looked also at they put the data to show in our community on real parcels, on real properties, the value of density growth within a community, that if you can go up in the air on density, our downtown area has per acre one of the largest return on investments with related to property taxes per acre in the entire Rice County. It really brings a big return back. So it's not only an asset to us because we love the downtown and the historic kind of area and the kind of the density that goes along with it. It also brings a lot better bang for your buck on our economic development return on investment. So how the city can incentivize and provide carrots and incentives related to density, I think, is one of the takeaways from that. We'll be continuing to explore that, but there's just a tremendous wealth of information. It was a really great presentation, and we were fortunate that our Economic Development Authority brought them in and supported this analysis. I think it'll provide us a lot of benefit. I think it substantiates a lot of the values that we have, like in our comprehensive plan as well, about wanting to have two-level buildings in the downtown area and how can we encourage that. So we'll continue to take a look at that and evaluate it as we do planning going forward.
All right. Seems like a productive evening, and look forward to hearing from you again next week. Will you be in with Mayor Pownell?
I will be out of town next week, so mayor will be covering for next week's meeting, so you can stay tuned for her. And I just wanted to put a plug in there as well. I know you have Human Rights Commission members coming in later this morning, and do want to encourage people next week, Martin Luther King Jr. Day next week. We have our annual Martin Luther King event hosted by the Human Rights Commission from 7 to 8:30 at Emmaus Church. It's going to be a great event. I'll be there. My son's going to actually be singing in the youth choir for that night, so I'm excited about it. But people that go to it don't regret going, so please take the time. Bring your kids. It's a family event. It'll be a great opportunity, and stay tuned on the radio, I guess, for more information.
Yeah, definitely. Bring your kids to it and make sure that they know that it's more than just a day off of school. So.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Ben. Look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Get out of my room.
It's my room, too.